This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Welcome to back to another episode. Beautiful day today. Everyone's doing all right. If you're not doing all right, then that's fine. You just need to ride the wave because it's not your first time around. And we need to be able to set into it, like be okay with it no matter what's going on, and always look at the bright side of life. And always go back to the space where you can say to yourself, I'm going to be all right. It's all about me, how I want to think, and how I want to, you know, what's in my matrix and what I need to do. So having said all that, today, my friends, we're going to chapter 2 of, it's called the Arise of the AI in Healthcare. So we're going to be talking about, Rise of the AI in healthcare. Going to be talking about technology awareness, evolution of AI in healthcare, application of AI in healthcare. And I said that already. Evolution, role of AI in mental health, the challenge and ethical consideration required. My friends, this is Nick Chance of Anxiety Coach, Holistic Health, and also from Anxiety Talk podcast out there, so on two channels on Spotify and Apple. So welcome back to this episode, chapter 2 today. So let's put some light, let's go with it and put some light on number one of the our discussion is the integration of the artificial intelligence, like in healthcare. It's become so significant technologically advanced at the moment, and we have to evolve with times, and we have to accept that it is the 21st century. As the healthcare system is now actually in as we talked about in the last podcast, how it's grappling with increasing demands for services, and I'm gonna kind of ask, why has it gone to such a depth, such a big demand, you know? And rising costs and inflation, the shortage of professionals. I mean, I think if you track back 10 years' time, has anything changed since 10 years ago or maybe 20 years ago? And even with our fast evolution, has that had an influence or an impact on our mental health as the evolution speeds up, as our consciousness speeds up? Anyway, AI has emerged as a potential solution, right, to enhance efficiency. So it's got to have a balance. And to improve patient outcomes and also expand access to healthcare, mental care and all that. So this chapter that we're talking about explores the evolution of AI in healthcare. So where are we going with it, right? And its application and also application implication of its rise for mental health therapy. Let's go with that. So, well, we should, in my opinion, we should be embracing something new. If we don't evolve, we don't practice it, it doesn't become us. So it's what we put in our own filters, in our own mindset, and what we can tap in and tap out from the matrix. So, my friends, the evolution of AI in healthcare. Let's go with that a little bit. AI is not a new concept. Let's look at the history of it. Its roots can be traced right back to the mid-20th century, where pioneers like Alan Turing and John McCarthy lay the groundwork for machine learning and cognitive computing. So there we go. However, you know, it wasn't until the advent of advanced computing power, you know, just recently, like, you know, when you, computing power at the time we actually got that telephone in our hands, right? Maybe 10 years ago, it has a great, great fastness on our, you know, speed of our knowledge. And and all the data and that AI has begun to gain traction in various fields, including now the healthcare, especially mental healthcare. The past decade, as I mentioned, has witnessed remarkable progress in AI technologies driven by developments in algorithms, natural language processing, and its data analytics. So folks, if you just tap onto YouTube and go onto AI, you will be so amazed. We're so amazed, you know, and I always like looking at advancements, and I'm not fearing technology. I actually embrace it. And for the time I've got left here on this earth, and I'm just going to just enjoy the process and wherever it goes without showing any fear. Let's go with it. So, you know, a lot of people are probably thinking, where am I going with, where are we going with this AI? Will it be the end of the world? Will it end to be the end of human race, or will be simulation or cybernosis and all that sort of stuff? Who knows? But just go for the ride and see what happens. Like, especially folks with anxiety, you know, I just how can we let go of those, you know, those thoughts, those fears, you know? How can we let go continually eating away at things from the past? And, you know, when we're looking at technology, we're looking into the future and what's actually available right now and looking at the benefits. So, yeah, the algorithm is in our favor. Like, at the moment, it's all algorithmics, and we can actually make a living out of tapping into anything or aligning ourselves with algorithms of life, language, process, data, analysis, blah, blah, blah. It's all that, right? So, there we go. So, yeah, so let's look back into AI has primarily been like employed in areas such as diagnostics, treatment planning, and patient monitoring. So machine learning algorithms analyze vast amounts of medical data. Now, that's really beneficial because they can pick out even cancer cells before they grow, including electronic health records like EHRs, like imaging studies and genomic data to identify patterns and make predictions. For instance, AI systems can assist radiologists now in detecting something that's not normal in the medical images, such as tumors or fractures, with a level of accuracy that sometimes surpasses human experts and the human eye. So there you go. Yeah, so it's so quick. Press of the button, we can find out. And then you can double check that physically, so to make sure that you know, it's correct. So there we go. That's something about technology today. What about the application of AI in healthcare? Let's talk to that. The application of AI in healthcare are seriously diverse, ranging from administrative tasks to direct patient care. Some key areas where AI has made significant inroads include now diagnostics. Yes, let's talk to that. AI-powered tools have been developed to analyze medical images, pathology slides, lab results, facilitating quicker and more accurate diagnosis. For example, algorithms trained on thousands of images can you know, identify early signs of disease like cancer, often leading to earlier intervention and improved patient outcomes. How positive is that, right? And so you can always double check. And we can do in predictive analysis or analytics. AI can analyze patient data to predict health outcomes, enabling proactive interventions. For instance, like predictive models can identify patient at risk or of developing chronic conditions, allowing healthcare providers to implement preventive measures and reduce hospital admissions. So, friends, it sounds like we will, you know, through the advanced technology, we have the possibility of living longer, right? Longer than before. We can catch the illness straight away before it actually gets any bigger. And there we go. So what about personalized medicine? Like AI facilitates the customization of treatment plans based on individual patient profile. By analyzing genetic information, lifestyle factors, and treatment responses, AI can help identify the most effective therapies for each patient, optimizing care and minimizing adverse effects. So, that could be cool. With a lot of us with anxiety, you've got mental conditions and disorders. We can get, understand, didn't even talk to the computer about how we feel about the dosage that we've received, all right, from a psychiatrist, see if it's going to help. How is that helping us, or is that making us worse? And by talking to the computer, we can actually identify that and do analysis and whether the treatment's right for us. So what about virtual health assistants? AI-driven chatbots and virtual assistants increasingly being used to provide patients information, answer queries, and guide them through their healthcare journeys. These tools can improve patients' engagement and adherence to treatment plans. What about administrative efficiency? Let's talk to that. AI can streamline administrative tasks such as scheduling appointments, managing billings, processing insurance claims. By automating routine processes, healthcare providers can reduce administrative burdens and focus more on patient care. Well, there you go on that one. What about, let's talk about the roles. I mentioned earlier, the role of AI in mental health now. Let's move to that a bit. That was more the other kind of medicine stuff going on in healthcare, but let's talk about the role in mental health now. The rise of all AI mental health therapy is particularly noteworthy now, as it addresses some of the long-standing barriers to accessing care. Traditional mental health services often face challenges like related to stigma, limited availability of qualified professionals, and a high cost. AI has potential to migrate these issues by providing access.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Accessible, affordable, and stigma-free support, as mentioned in our last podcast. AI-driven mental health applicants applications such as chatbots and virtual therapists utilize natural language processing. I say it again, natural language processing to engage users in conversation, provide emotional support. And these tools can offer cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, mood tracking, and coping strategies, making mental health care more accessible to individuals who may not seek traditional therapy, who are probably avoiding it, as most folks in anxiety do tend to avoid it. So we're moving and we're assimilating and we're accepting. The sooner we accept that AI is with us and we can, you know, make a connection with AI, the sooner we do that, the better our psychology will be. So that's an interesting how they can track mood tracking and advise on coping strategies, like what can you do. It says and replies to you, and why don't we just take a breather and just calm down a little bit, and then maybe we should do this particular, you know, guided meditation. Why don't you find, I invite you to find a nice place that you're comfortable with. You could choose to be kind of laying down or sitting down, closing your eyes gently, and just take another big breath and focus on your breath. Now, the computer could be talking to us like that, my friends, just like that, to calm us down just with a bit of, as long as we accept, acknowledge, and you know, simulate with the whole thing, simulate with AI. I mean, I have been experimenting with voice cloning lately, and I can actually do a meditation. I can clone my voice in meditation and can play, and there's nothing better than hearing your own voice, because you go in deep association. If you can, you know, create your own meditation with AI intelligence, that goes deeper into your consciousness. You know, you can say, I'm feeling well today. I can tackle anything. I can handle this. No matter what's thrown at me, I'm okay with it. And, you know, I can be sympathetic, compassionate to other people around me. You know, I can also be very compassionate to myself. So let's go a little bit more on our discussion here. Open on one notable example is like the WooBot. Now, next chapter, we're going to be talking about the WooBot, a chatbot designed to provide mental health support through conversation, also known as Eliza. The WooBot uses evidence-based techniques to help users manage their emotions and navigate challenges by offering a non-judgmental space for users to express their feelings. The WooBot, check it out. You can Google this stuff. WOEBOT, right? You can go with that. It reduces the barriers to seeking help and encourage us to, as individuals, to, you know, engage in self-reflection. So sometimes we just need to sit back. We don't have enough time. Our mind is everywhere. The monkey mind is going everywhere. Sometimes we don't sit back. Rather, we let the monkey mind guide us and tell us what to do. And really, just, you know, for anxiety people who are OCD, right, they need this kind of stuff. They need to be able to, you know, have an instrument like this to help them come back to themselves, come back to their breath, you know, allowing a tool to allow you some sort of function to be able to get the self-reflection. We're too overlooping. We can get caught in our minds, my folks. And that's the problem with anxiety. It feeds on itself. The fear feeds on itself. And it gets larger, larger, larger. And so if you had the AI interventions, things would be much easier for us. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? So anyway, let's move on. The challenges and the ethical consideration now. Now, while the rise of AI in healthcare is increasing, including mental health now, it holds wonderful promise for all of us. It also presents challenges also and ethical considerations. Concerns about data privacy, informed consent, and potential for bias in algorithms are paramount. Ensuring that AI systems are transparent, accountable, and designed with patient welfare in mind is essential to build trust and acceptance among users. See, as humans, we also hold biased opinions, right? And that kind of leads, we're trying to hold back on our judgments. And unfortunately, that could be a negative. So people are listeners and patient and considerate. And compassion can have this, but some of us just can't, you know, we're human, we have different mood swings on a day. We might not want to be doing that counseling that day with that particular patient. We can make them worse, even better. With AI, it's a bit different. Their algorithms are actually made so they can be, you know, listening and more transparent and accountable and designed with patient, you know, patients, consideration, welfare. That's something interesting. Well, furthermore, the effectiveness of AI in mental health therapy raises question about the nature of support provided. Like, while AI can offer valuable resources and coping mechanisms and suggestions, it is not a replacement for human empathy. So yeah, we tried to synthesize the idea of empathy with robots in these days. It's still yet to come. You know, they can actually pick up our tone, our voice, right, our mannerisms. That can be all computed and through language, understanding, and the Norse-instant approach to train therapists. Okay, so we're not there yet, but striking the right balance between AI-driven support and human interaction is crucial for effective mental health care. So you see where we're moving on this with all this idea. Well, friends, we're almost at the end of this podcast. I just want to recap on everything that's been said. Now, the whole topic was looking at the rise of AI in healthcare. You know, has really ushered in a new era of possibilities, pushed us through the endeavor. We're moving like Star Trek, moving through a different area, you know, almost like the days of Star Wars. I remember Star Wars long, 30 years ago, Star Wars, you know, came out with a lot of series on that. And the advancement technology that was available, even in those movies, was non-existent, but now it has caught up to you. It's amazing how our mind creates, you know, the idea, the possibility. Enough people looking at the same screen and creating this vibration of its possibilities, right? The endeavor, always discovering what that's what Star Trek is all about, right? A spaceship just going out, looking at different possibilities, different aliens, and you know, in our solar systems, and I love that movie, and still do this time. Anyway, coming back to it was AI then, wasn't it? Star Trek, Star Wars. But anyway, let's focusing back particularly in the mental health therapy now. Let's go back to that. Really important. By enhancing diagnostic capabilities, improving access to care, and providing personalized support, AI has potential to transform the landscape of mental health and its treatments. However, as we embrace these innovations and move forward, it is essential to remain vigilant about the ethical implications and ensure that technology complements rather than replaces. Now, the essential human elements of therapy, the future of mental health care, will likely involve a harmonious integration of AI and human expertise, paving the way to more effective, accessible mental health support. My friends, I think I mentioned a little bit earlier the three-way strategy, or the two to this. So you got AI, and you got a psychologist, and then you've got the patient on three-way. And once in a while, the information is gathered, is provided to the psychologist, and once in a while, a meeting is set between the AI and the live patient, and it's then, you know, it goes into a bit deeper, wouldn't it? So imagine we trusted AI, we without being judged, we talked our way, felt better. As we talk to something or someone, we feel much better. Problem shared is a problem halved or even minus, and we'll be able to do that. And the information and data is collected, collated, and then provided to the psychologist or therapist or counselor or life coach or anxiety coach, you know, in that nature. Or and then it is then, you know, or even, yeah, and then it's provided and to them, and then they have another meeting. So the meetings would be lessened, wouldn't they? And, you know, it'd be very cost effective if we do that. So yeah, things are looking good. This is just early times yet, so it'd be interesting to see what happens in the next 10 years. My friends, if you like this episode, you found it very informative, it's been a very informational based, join us on the next episode, Chapter 3, AI Therapy. We go deeper into Wobot, as mentioned, and similar innovations that are available, that are taking place right now, you know. And the bottom line, it's all about us to integrate AI and our thinking. My friends, warm regards till next episode. Come and join me on the next one. Until then, Sneak Chance, Holistic Health, Anxiety Coaching, Anxiety Talks Podcast. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.